My Utmost for Its Highest by Oswald Chambers, YMCA chaplain, British Army chaplain, and college professor. Direction of Aspiration. Behold, as the eyes of servants look unto the hand of their masters, so our eyes wait upon the Lord our God. Psalm 123:2. This verse is a description of entire reliance upon God. Just as the eyes of the servant are riveted on his master, so our eyes are up unto God, and our knowledge of his countenance is gained. Isaiah 53:1, Revised Version. Spiritual leakage begins when we cease to lift up our eyes unto him. The leakage comes not so much through trouble on the outside as in the imagination, when we begin to say, I expect I have been stretching myself a bit too much, standing on tiptoe and trying to look like God, instead of being an ordinary, humble person. We have to realize that no effort can be too high. For instance, you come to a crisis when you made a stand for God and had the witness of the Spirit that all was right. But the weeks have gone by, and the years maybe, and you are slowly coming to the conclusion, well, after all, was I not a bit too pretentious? Was I not taking a stand a bit too high? Your rational friends come and say, don't be a fool. We knew when you talked about this spiritual awakening that it was a passing impulse. You can't keep up the strain. God does not expect you to. And you say, well, I suppose I was expecting too much. It sounds humble to say it, but it means that reliance on God has gone, and reliance on worldly opinion has come in. The danger is, lest no longer relying on God, you ignore the lifting up your eyes to him. Only when God brings you to a sudden halt will you realize how you have been losing out. Whenever there is a leakage, remedy it immediately. Recognize that something has been coming between you and God, and get it readjusted at once. We have to realize that no effort can be too high. Thus ends the reading of Oswald Chambers. Psalm 123 is a song of confidence in God. Unto thee lift I up mine eyes. This psalm describes humble believers who look continually and expectantly to God to put an end to the contempt and scorn shown towards them. It expresses the cry of those who are always watching for and desiring Christ's return to save his people from an ungodly and hostile world. As we come to the end of the Christian year and wait the Advent Sunday, we not only expect and celebrate our Lord's first coming, but we heartily desire and expect his second coming, when he shall come and divide the sheep from the goats for those who have their eyes waiting upon him.